crying out at the southern border.
Parents are trying to save their kids' lives by getting them up here.
President Trump stands firm.
They could be murderers and thieves and so much else.
Raising the stakes in a trade battle.
New tariffs on China rattle markets.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. Two-thirds of Americans, 67% in a new CBS News poll, say separating children from their parents who enter the country illegally is unacceptable. It's the latest snapshot as outrage swells over the Trump administration policy that's affected 2,300 kids since last month. The nonprofit ProPublica gathered that audio from inside a U.S. facility. CBS News has not verified its authenticity. It went from a whistleblower to human rights attorney Jennifer Harbor.
There is a small child who had memorized an aunt's phone number in that tape. Well, she's saying, you call my aunt and tell her to come here right away. I'm all alone. I'm frightened. And she's begging and crying.
Harbury spoke with CBS this morning.
The facility is where children have been brought after they were separated from their parents. Those are the small children, like age 12 down to 4, that you hear on the tape. There are also some teenagers that fled the cartels, for example, ran for their lives, and they're unaccompanied for that reason, and they're also in the back of that room.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
DHS is no longer ignoring the law.
And the Secretary of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, staunchly defends the administration's policy.
The narratives we don't see are the narratives of the crime, of the opioids, of the smugglers.
I asked Nielsen whether the administration intended to create this crisis of traumatized children and devastated parents.
Why would I ever create a policy that purposely does that?
White House Chief of Staff John Kelly, who once held Nielsen's post, has suggested in interviews that separating families would serve as a tough deterrent.
Well, CBS's Maria Villarreal met some people who are not deterred despite the crackdown in Juarez, Mexico.
I live in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Gerardo Soto has been deported twice. He's been to jail before and says he's afraid of getting caught again.
If I go now, they're going to, I'm looking at 1 to 5 in jail and have another charge.
But not everyone is deterred. According to the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, during the month of May, when the zero tolerance policy was implemented, there was a nearly 2% increase in people who tried to unsuccessfully cross the border into the U.S. compared to April. For this woman from Honduras, escaping cartel violence is worth the risk.
You're going to try and cross illegally. They can detain you.
A UN report says for the first time since 2012, the U.S. leads the world in requests for asylum. Correspondent David Begno is at a port of entry south of McAllen, Texas.
There are currently about 700,000 pending immigration cases in this country. That is an increase of 14% over last fiscal year and a 238% increase since 2009. Now, even if you can submit your application, the average wait time to get in front of an immigration judge is nearly 2 years.
Attorney General Sessions, who has cited the Bible in defending U.S. border action, is now facing blowback from his own church. More than 600 United Methodist clergy are bringing church law charges against him for the zero tolerance policy in what amounts to a largely symbolic gesture. Well, futures markets point to an early sell-off on Wall Street after President Trump's threat last night of an additional round of tariffs on Chinese imports. We're live with CBS's Vicky Barker.
China calling blackmail Mr. Trump's threat of 10% tariffs on another $200 billion worth of Chinese goods and warning it's ready to retaliate. Mr. Trump's latest threat came after China moved to raise its tariffs on U.S. goods, which was itself a response to Mr. Trump's announcement last week of 25% tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese imports. All this fanning fears the world's two biggest economies are tit-for-tatting their way into a full-blown trade war, Steve.
Well, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says it might not be long before consumers see some fallout.
It's hard to say right now who has the upper hand. I think the problem becomes for U.S. consumers that the more this escalates, the higher the probability is that prices will start to go up.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in China for a two-day visit. It's his third in recent months with the country's top ally. South Korea, meantime, has formally called off a military drill with the United States a week after President Trump said those exercises would be stopped. South Korea's defense ministry says the move's necessary to support ongoing talks with North Korea. The Pentagon says it's going to begin working on President Trump's proposal for a sixth branch of the military, a space force.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space.
The proposal would need action from Congress. Earlier, Defense Secretary Mattis expressed reluctance to creating a new military branch. At least one death in the upper Midwest is blamed on severe flooding that washed out roads, damaged homes, and caused sinkholes. Michigan's Upper Peninsula and parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin are cleaning up. A former CIA employee has been charged with leaking the agency's hacking tools to the website WikiLeaks. 29-year-old Jason Schulte faced initial charges last year, but has now been hit with a 13-count indictment. A southern city is coming to grips with its past. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The Charleston, South Carolina City Council tonight will discuss a two-page slavery apology resolution. City Councilman William Gregory.
We, as a modern-day council, at a minimum, should recognize the errors of the ways of our predecessors and attempt to make things whole while we can.
The City Hall building where the debate will take place was built by slaves.
A superhero was honored last night at the MTV Awards.
This is going to live at your house.
Black Panther star Chadwick Boseman gave his Best Hero Award to James Shaw Jr. He's the man who wrestled the gun away from a man who shot up a Tennessee Waffle House back in April. An engine caught fire on a Russian plane carrying the Saudi Arabian soccer team to a World Cup host city. Those on board could see the flames as the plane came in for a landing. Everyone got off the jet without injury. Officials believe a bird strike caused it. On the Morning Health Watch, CBS's Jim Shenavy has new government information about lighting up.
Smoking rates continue to fall in the U.S. According to the latest figures, about 14% of U.S. adults were smokers last year, down from 16% the year before. And compare that to the early 1960s, when some 42% of U.S. adults were tobacco smokers. The latest report also shows fewer teens are lighting up. About 9% of high school students were smokers.
Former big league umpire Dutch Rennert has died at 88. Baseball fans came to recognize, even mimic, his booming and animated strike calls. He worked the National League from 1973 to 1992. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.